Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I am good, guys. Everything's good. I've been on a little bit of a travel tour here, but come the weekend, I'll be closing that out. I was through Chicago for a little bit, a few days. And
thanks
then
for stopping
Pittsburgh,
by.
Pittsburgh, where I'm at now. And then I'm heading up to Grand Geneva. Then I'm heading back to Naples. And then when I get there in July, David and Molly, it's time.
All right.
It's ball time. And, I'm looking forward to it. This has been a nice little break, but looking forward to getting going, getting up to speed on everything that's happening with the Bears, obviously. And I texted a couple times with Ben Johnson, and I'm looking forward to getting up there to camp and getting a little closer look and a little better feel for what's happening.
All right, before we get to that, Dave, what were you doing at Oakmont, and what did you think of the U.S. Open?
Well, what was I doing at Oakmont? Okay, I was one of my running buddies, Big Dave, who's been there in the office with you guys.
Yes.
You guys met Big Dave.
Yep.
I'm staying at his place, and he's the president of Merrill Lynch, and he had a box. And then Kevin Cross really stepped up with NBC. They obviously, had the Open on TV. And I had some hospitality VIP passes at Oakmont through NBC. So I just kind of had a cigar, and I kind of roamed the grounds and had a great day. Saw a lot of pit players that I'd coached, and a lot of people, obviously, that I knew. And it was good. And then I did see a little bit of the golf. Not much, but a little bit of the golf.
Did you feel, and I'm being serious, did you feel that the course was somehow set up unfair to players? You had only the winner of the tournament that was under par for the course of the tournament. That's pretty unbelievable.
Well, let me say this. When I came back here to Pitt, the coach in 2005, I joined a club. I could have joined any club I wanted to. I say that humbly, but Oakmont, it's no fun for us to go out and play there, because even when it's not the U.S. Open or not a major tournament, guys, it's still so difficult that you leave there, and I played there with a lot of alums over the time, and I would do it halfway because it was my job. I mean, it is so hard. If you remember back in 2016, Phil Mickelson the rough was 7 inches long.
Yeah.
And if he hurt his wrist. I don't know if it, what day it was, but he actually hurt his wrist and had to drop out of the open. And then I think they cut it down to five, and it was 5.5, someone said, this past weekend. Now, I thought that the rain and the showers, that it would really help the golfers. That was the word there, that it was going to help the golfers because of the softer greens, that they'd be able to stick the balls there, you know, I mean, laying them up and they wouldn't roll off. But it didn't really seem to make much of a difference, even with the rain and with the wet conditions.
As you were making your rounds around very familiar territory, Dave, what do the Yinzers think about the Steelers, and are they ready for the Aaron Rodgers experience?
Well, I think it's this way. Everybody was waiting to see, you know, obviously, TJ Watt, you know, is not
right.
He's not reporting. Okay, he hasn't been to their mini camps. He's making, I don't know, $20 million or whatever he's making. The contract with Myles Garrett, who's making what, 35 or 40, whatever he's making, that's the contract that Watt's looking at. And it's so everybody was waiting to see if they stayed with Mason Rudolph, who was their backup quarterback. Then the consensus in the vibe was that would they keep Watt or would they trade Watt? And okay, this is going to be a rebuilding year. We're going to get a couple number one picks. We're going to get a rookie quarterback next year. We'll draft high, and let's move forward. But the minute that they signed Aaron Rodgers, it really put a different light on this thing. It's like, win now. So I think Watt's going to get his contract, and you know, because of obviously Aaron Rodgers' age and the situation. But you know, the concern that I have is I don't think the Steelers have as good a supporting cast on offense or probably on defense as a team as what the Jets had. I mean, when you look at, I mean, remember the Jets had Devontae Adams and they had Wilson, yeah, an all pro receiver. And an outstanding running back. So what I'm saying is I don't know if the Steelers have as good a supporting cast right now to help Aaron Rodgers is what he had with the Jets. And you know, the Jets' defense was second to none. You know, you look at the statistics weekend. I mean, those guys were talented, just like the Steelers are. I mean, but so it's going to be interesting to see. But the vibe is in Pittsburgh that we are all in with Aaron Rodgers here, and we are going to try to win now.
I laughed aloud yesterday when I read, I think it was the Daily Mail wrote a story where they talked to Rodgers' family, and the family members feel like he didn't actually get married. Like he said, he got married a couple months ago, and the response from the family, his family, who didn't go to the ceremony, they believe that he got married like he got vaccinated, that he actually had some sort of a ceremony, commitment ceremony, maybe, but not an actual marriage. That's what they were saying in this story. And he's immunized. You know, I just couldn't help but laugh at that whole concept because he's such a drama guy. You know, it's just so crazy, some of the Rodgers stuff.
Well, the guy that you need to get on the show, and maybe when I get back there, I'll call him, is Terry Bradshaw. You know, you got to get Terry's vibe on Rodgers, because we got some stuff when we've had him on the show, when I've had him on the Score in the past years, where he's made some comments that are too good to be true, and you don't make that stuff up. So Terry won't hold back. So this will be good. We'll get some drama out of Terry on top of this.
Looking forward to that, Dave. Dave, I couldn't help but notice that you dropped Ben Johnson's name earlier when you were introducing you and talking about texting with him. I didn't realize you were text buddies with Ben Johnson. What does he have to say about how things are going, and what kind of conversations have you had with him?
No, you know what? I am not text buddies with him. I text him a couple times. He has gotten right back to me. And we were just talking about training camp and, you know, as far as me getting up there and him and I catching up a little bit. See, he was with the Dolphins for a bunch of years, which kind of lost track of. So he, he knows my history. Like, it, you know, he referenced the Dolphins on two or three things, and in addition to the Bears. So, you know, we got a lot to talk about, but we did not get into anything, David, specifically at all, you know, with the Bears, just that, hey, things are full speed ahead. And I look forward to seeing them there in July when they get into training camp.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, Dave, one of the stories of the offseason was the quarterback stuff with Caleb Williams. The new book that's come out where his father apparently talked to the author and talked about trying to prevent the player from getting drafted by the Bears and all that stuff. It's kind of yesterday's news. But one of the interesting elements of it was apparently Williams – Caleb told his dad, or told someone that got to the author, that that he didn't really break down tape with the Bears, that they didn't spend time with him breaking down tape, that he was left by himself. And it was just a – it was kind of a weird story that came out. And apparently Matt Eberflus was on Ed Werder's podcast – and was asked about that, and listen to what Matt Eberflus said.
Well, you know, the film watching and all that, I would say this, that, you know, in the development of the quarterback position and really all positions, at my time at the Bears, we've always had daily coached film sessions. That was out through the entire year. So that's what I've observed, and that's where it was.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Matt Eberflus is being very kind. I think he's being very nice. I mean, come on, Caleb. I mean, you know, you have film sessions in high school and college. And hey, was the offensive coordinator and you know, obviously juggling things around, was it a mess on offense? 100%. But somebody, I don't know how they broke it down, somebody was watching tape and having meetings every day. Or, you know, I mean, I don't buy that. I think that was a little bit of a low shot, to be quite honest with you. And I would agree 100% with Matt Eberflus on that point.
Dave, how uneasy of a time is this for coaches when the players are away on vacation, the time between the end of OTAs and minicamp and the time you report to training camp?
Yeah, it's always I don't want to use the word scary, but it's always a touchy time, you know, because they are football players, just like football coaches and everybody in the game. We're all about routines and regiments, you know, and itineraries. That's how we live our lives. And players are no different. And whenever all of a sudden you're off and nobody's on an itinerary and the guys go back home and, you know, you got some money and you're with your fellows and it's there's just a lot of things that can happen when you get out of that routine. I think nowadays the players, you know, they keep track of guys and they communicate a heck of a lot more than what they did in the past. So, you know, but it is a time where guys got to be aware. Guys got to be smart, you know, as far as where, how, and what, and make sure that they come back ready to go.
Yeah, that I like everything I've heard from Ben Johnson, but one of the things he did is when they dismissed the veterans, and I think they had a special teams mini camp last week of it, but when they let the veterans go and said, we'll see you, you know, at training camp, he told them, hey, you know, just a reminder, you have to be in shape when you get to camp. We are not in the business of getting you in shape. So in other words, you don't let your standard down in terms of your physical performance. And I know that's always been the case and everyone is aware of that, but it was just nice that he made that statement to him. Like, let's just get that on the record, remember it, and don't be falling out of shape. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is. And you know what? And I always did it. We used to run those 16-110s. I mean, you've seen the guys run them before. I mean, and they knew that was coming. You know, so I think if the players know up front. And I'm sure that the Bears do. You know, I'm sure that Matt said, hey, when you come back now, we're going to be doing this or that. You know, that's always been a big help. That hey, nobody's surprised. This is what we told you when you left a month ago, and this is what's expected of you.
Well, Dave, I hope you're in shape when you come back. Have safe travels.
Well, I don't know. That's going to be. I'll have to do some binge workouts here before I come up to you guys. Probably.
Enjoy yourself.
You're the best, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.